Well, I am very excited to be back with you on the World Evangelism Podcast. This is actually episode number 2. By this time, you've gotten a placeholder in our first podcast where we talked about India. And we also talked about George Lyle, a great man, an American, African-American slave who went to Jamaica as a missionary. I also spoke with you about the book, Free Indeed, and challenged you to get a hold of that. We prayed for China, a country in great need of hearing the gospel, and I hope that you will not forget any of that. I hope you'll put that into practice in your life. And we talked about Genesis 1:1, where God has the right to send missionaries anywhere he wants to in the world because the world belongs to him. He created the world. And today I would like to start with the next thing. I think that when people think in terms of world evangelism, you tend to run straight to Matthew 28:19-20, which is wonderful. But world evangelism is almost on every page of the Word of God. And, you know, it's on the pages of the Bible in so many ways that unless you realize how much God loves everybody and he doesn't want anyone to live the life that sin would bring on them, as it would ruin them and destroy them and put them in a position where they hated God and they were separated from the understanding of the sweet love of God that he has for them. And so we need to think about world evangelism. But in Genesis chapter 12, God calls out a people to be his messengers. And they weren't picked. The Jewish nation wasn't picked because they were better than anyone or God loved them more than he loved anyone. The scriptures are clear about that. They were chosen to take the gospel message to the world. And they were and have been greatly used. And I love Israel and always will. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and to thy kindred from thy people, from thy father's house, to the land I'll show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great." And those are three wonderful promises that he had. He's going to make him a nation, he's going to bless him, and he's going to make his name great. But then it says, here's the responsibility, and here's the purpose in God's blessing, and you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. He said, "I'll bless him that bless thee, and I'll curse him that curses you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." God's going to help those that will help you because God wants his name publicized. He wants the world to know that he loves us so much that God took on human flesh, was born into this world of sin, and died on a cross and allowed sin to be placed on him so that we could all go to heaven when we die, that we could all enjoy the broken fellowship restored. We could be back to who we were. And so the Jews were blessed to be a blessing to all the nations. They gave us the Word of God because mostly God used Jewish people to write the Bible, almost all of it. God used the Jewish people to start the church. And you can't doubt that or question that. The early apostles and very few people were non-Gentiles until we get to Philip going out to speak to them. Jesus did speak to a few. And so he gave us the Messiah, gave us the Bible, and gave us the church. I am forever grateful. They were to be a blessing. And that's a lesson for me. God has blessed me richly. And he's blessed you richly. He's poured it out on us. He has given us so much. I've been through health crisis after health crisis, but he keeps me alive. And I don't know why he would keep me alive if it isn't to spread the name of Jesus and to get other people excited about spreading the name of Jesus. And so I want you to meditate on Genesis chapter 12 this week and think about all of that that's going on around the world. Now, I can't go much further without talking to you about a person and a book. And so the book this week is Bill Wallace of China. I want to speak to you about Bill Wallace of China. It's a book by Jesse C. Fletcher. And to be honest with you now, we're talking about an older book. I got this one off of Amazon. I'm going to give you a link to get to it. This book is actually copyrighted in 1963. The reason it's such an important book to me is because God used this man and this book to influence me as a boy. I got saved in 1962, and I wanted to serve God. And so I'm not sure how or why, but I heard about Bill Wallace. You see, he was killed. The Chinese say he died. The Chinese Christians believe he died as a martyr in 1951 in February in a communist prison cell. There's a movie about him, and he's from Tennessee, and I'm from Tennessee. Unless I'm badly mistaken, he was educated at Memphis State University. He was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and this book motivated me. Bill Wallace became a hero in his day. He served as a medical missionary in China during the 17 of the most turbulent years of the ancient kingdom's history. He became a legend among the people he served. At the peak of his ministry, he was called upon to seal his Christian witness with his life. I remember reading in this book, it's so funny, so sweet, so kind. He's riding down the river with the Chinese as they try to escape the communists that are coming, and they're eating rice every day, and there's not much food and not enough to go around. And they notice that Bill Wallace never eats in front of them, and the Chinese people are eating by themselves. And they realize one day he's not been eating. He graduated from the University of Tennessee in 1935. He was born in 1908. My dad was born in 1929. My father-in-law was born in 1911. He felt like God called him. And I believe, can I say to all of you parents and pastors, the stories of these great guys motivated me to want to do something for God. And I just challenge you to get biographies and stories and tell them to the children and let them find out about how God used these people to do such great things. I mean, it's just fantastic. And it motivated me. We had a group in our church called the Royal Ambassadors. I was a member of a Southern Baptist church, and boy, God used that church. Oh, I got saved in Wrigley Baptist Church, and I felt the call while I was a member of Trace Creek Baptist Church, a little bit older, everywhere I went, they taught me about missions. And when I went off to Royal Ambassador Camp, I met a missionary to China named Jean Doc. She was an older lady. Her name was Dr. Jean, but the Chinese had called her Jean Doc. And all of this just spurred my little 10, 11-year-old heart to want to do something for God. I pray you'll get your children involved in missions camps and reading mission biographies and finding out all about that. It really worked in my life. Bill Wallace, he did thousands of surgeries under the most horrible conditions. He was captured in 1950. After the communist takeover, he was captured by them, and he died on February the 10th, 1951. And I think it's just, what a testimony. What a testimony. What a testimony to the people that gave me a group of young people to talk about missions, the Royal Ambassadors. Man, I wish our churches had all that. I wish that was still a big deal. What about all the people that put books in my hands as a little boy to read about missionary heroes and to hear about the chance to take the gospel message of Jesus Christ to the world? I'll never, ever quit being thankful for that. So I remember the pastor that I told, I thought God had called me to be a missionary. He was so kind to me. He got me signed up to get material. He told people I was going to be a missionary. I was just a good night. I was 9, 10, 11 years old, and he loved me and he believed in me. Pastors, that's what these young people need so desperately, somebody to love them and believe in them. And it's just a wonderful opportunity that God gives us with these young people. I think about Bill Wallace, and I think about his life, and I think about how that motivated me. And, you know, I'm not the only one. It motivated hundreds, probably hundreds and maybe thousands more than me to go to the mission field, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hate it that his life on earth was cut short, but God knew what he was doing. And there's other heroes. We'll talk about them in the coming days. I cannot imagine. Not having grown up with people motivating me for world evangelism. I can't imagine putting it on the back burner at your church. I can't imagine it. I just can't imagine it. I just can't imagine it. So I just want to say thank you to those Sunday school teachers and vacation Bible school workers. And I want to say thank you to my parents. And I want to say thank you to everyone that helped me so much to learn more about world evangelism. I want to challenge you to get a hold of the book, Bill Wallace of China. I'll put it in the notes there so you can, in the show notes, so you can find a copy of it. I want to challenge you to tell your children missionary stories. And I want to challenge you to get involved in helping them carry the gospel message. My life has been so fulfilled because of that. I want to challenge you to get them in youth groups and other places where they can participate in world evangelism. So we have talked about a passage of scripture, and we've talked about a person, and we've talked about a book. And the only thing that's left for me to talk with you about today, except to make an announcement or two, is I want to talk to you about a country of the day. And that country of the day is the second largest country in the world. Now, I want to challenge you to go to operationworld.org, operationworld.org. I'll put that in the notes also. The country of India is in Asia, as is China. And that's one of the biggest areas of the world that hasn't heard the gospel. Operation World says that their population is 1 billion, that's a B, 441,719. China and India are vying for first place. India will soon become the largest country in the world. I have only one friend that I can think of in India right now that's a missionary there. And there's so much need. I know there's plenty of missionaries there. And I know you've heard of national pastors, but you'd have to hear of tens of thousands for it to be enough with a country that large. And the reason I tell you that is that Operation World statistic is that 5.8% of India is Christian. That's far worse off than China. And only 2.2% of them are evangelicals. It's a hard country to work in, I guess. The times I've been there, you know, it can be extremely hot. The people are sweet and wonderful people. And visas may have been a problem. But it's a country where 74% of the people are involved in Hinduism. They have over 300 million gods. We've got to do something about getting the gospel to them. And they're becoming a wealthy nation. And the fact is, I read just this week that American businesses are preparing for Indian tourists that are going to come from India with so much money to spend in our country. Over 26% of their young people are under the age of 15. So there's a group of people we could reach and train for the gospel message. Man, I wish I was young again. I wish I knew of a Bill Wallace of India. I wish you could be the Bill Wallace of India. Would you pray about that? Now, I want to thank you so much for helping me. I want to bless you. I want to help you. This is really about me trying to serve you. I want to help you have a better missions program in your church. I want to help you. I want to help you know about missionary heroes and missionary resources. I want to introduce you to people. You're going to hear, and you've already heard one podcast, if you're keeping up, of Bridget Young. And Bridget's written a book called Lost in the Gray. And in that book, she talks about what it was like to lose their baby. She's lost two children to heaven. Her and her husband serve as missionaries to the country of Colombia. I just want to challenge you to listen and share the podcast. It's brand new. You're in on the ground floor. So all I can say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. And there's so much more to do and so much you can help me with. And I just ask you to let's make a difference. I hope Jesus comes soon. But if he doesn't, until he comes, let's tell him how much he loves people. Let's share the gospel. This is World Evangelism Podcast. My name's Austin Gardner. I'm your host. And I'm excited to see what God's going to do with all of us for his glory, his honor. God bless you.